You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
So where's the power?
The power is right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Where is the power?
The journey into the paranormal, the weird and the strange starts now. This is The Chosen, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Be heard. Be heard. Be heard.
I'm Ron Mills, your navigator on this journey. Many are called, few are chosen. You're listening to The Chosen, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. And as always, I'm Ron Mills, your navigator into these journeys of the weird, the strange, and the paranormal. But you can join me right now. All you have to do is give me a call. 1-877-932-9766. 1-877-932-9766. Or drop me an email, thechosen@talktainmentradio.com. That's radio, the way it should be heard. Course and heading set for the paranormal. 20 years ago, a person would fear ridicule if he or she would talk about ghosts, shadow beings, or demonic possession. But with the growing popularity of reality shows and haunted city tours, people are now talking freely about their paranormal experiences. As a matter of fact, a recent CBS poll reveals that over 6 million Americans admit to having a paranormal experience. Well, James and Cynthia McNabb have 18 years of experience removing apparitions, ghosts, poltergeists, inhuman spirits, shadow beings, attachments, and demons. They will find and close cracks, doorways, and vortexes used by dark forces to enter this world. They are the Paranormal Investigators of Michigan, and they're with us right here on The Chosen. Guys, welcome to The Chosen.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Hey, now, as usual, people that go into this field have had personal paranormal experiences. So I'm going to start ladies first. Cynthia, what was your paranormal experience that pushed you into this type of work?
Oh, my gosh. It was the one where I bought my new condo.
You seem to be echoing. There you go.
Okay. So I bought a new condo.
Mm-hmm.
And I had spirits in the house that I couldn't get rid of. And they were just awful. Now, I could do simple things, like I could see shadows going across the ceiling or jumping on the wall or mists or things like that I could see and I'd smudge and get rid of by doing prayers and rituals. But I could not get rid of the things, and I had to call James. And they were pretty horrendous.
I'm going to ask you, do you have your computer on?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to turn down your computer. That's causing the echo.
Okay, one second. James is on speaker.
Okay.
I think he has to take it off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would help because I'm hearing an echo right there.
Okay, how's that?
Yeah, it's better because your condo, you said this condo was apparently haunted.
Yeah, very, very haunted. Mm-hmm. What brought it to my attention was our cat that was about 17 years old and had habits of doing certain things, and all of a sudden the cat is hiding upstairs or looking at the staircase and staring at something, and evidently this being spoke to the cat and told the cat not to look at it because the cat would look away really fast.
Wow.
And then she'd shyly look up again and then glance away really fast. It was pretty funny to see, but kind of, let's just say, unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what I did. I couldn't get rid of what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my people from church help, and I belong to a church that does channeling of the saints and sages, and they said that it was a fire being. And as soon as they made that thing leave, it came right back. Now, a fire being is a djinn, a genie, something that was brought to the earth through ritual, and then they left it here.
Hmm.
Yeah. So the only one that was able to get rid of it was James. I had to call in the big guns, and he's the one that got rid of it.
James, then what is your paranormal experience, your personal paranormal experience that put you on this path?
Well, I found myself floating out of body. I was sleeping in bed with my deceased wife. Of course, it was before she passed. And I found myself...
Wait, I'm a little confused. You're sleeping in bed with your deceased wife.
Well, yeah. She died in 04, so...
Okay. So her spirit?
No, so many years prior to her death.
Oh, you mean she was deceased, though. Okay. She wasn't deceased at that time.
No.
Okay, I got confused. Okay. So, yeah, she's now deceased, but you were in bed with her.
I found myself floating in bed one night,
mm-hmm.
and... didn't quite understand what was going on, but I loved the feeling. It was like all the body aches and pains were gone because I was out of body.
Mm-hmm.
And it progressed night after night to where I was floating above the house, and then I began to explore the area, and eventually I began to fly to the malls. And the progression was, as I was at the malls, I began to feel like I was being followed by something evil.
Mm-hmm.
And
because when you astral travel, you're open for attack.
Yeah, I was traveling. I was traveling mm-hmm. all over the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to feel like something evil was following me. And every time I would turn around to see what that was, it seemed as though it would hide around the corner somehow.
Mm.
So I began to feel a little bit frightened as this evil thing was following me.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was feeling scared, my ability to fly decreased.
Oh.
So like I could jump like moon jumping, I could jump long distance, but I couldn't stay airbound.
Right.
And I would once I started feeling frightened, I would start heading home.
Mm-hmm.
And this went on many, many times. To where I was out in the world flying around, even taking my wife and son to the mall in flight. And as the evil ones would show up, I would get frightened, try to run home for safety, and I couldn't fly so well.
Wow.
So this progressed to the point of one night I'm floating above my house,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of evil beings flew past me, and I felt that these were evil, and we needed to chase them down.
Hmm.
So at that point, I began to chase the evil ones and call on spirit and ask spirits of, like, Archangel Michael and such to come with me to chase down these evil ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we chased them all the way to the East Coast. And from that point on, I became... a universal policeman, chasing evil spirits from wherever they happen to come from.
Now, did these evil spirits come from a vortex, an opening? Because, let's see, somebody's asking about the djinn because they wonder, were they back from ancient time? Because, you know, Christians don't believe in djinns, but Muslims definitely believe in the djinn. They say there's no evil. There's a djinn which we converted to genie.
Right. The djinns come from other dimensions, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And as Cynthia said earlier, that the they can be called in
mm-hmm.
Through such things even as a Ouija board.
Wow.
Because it opens up, the Ouija board is only designed to open up doors for dark spirit.
Hmm.
or if you happen to know some of the ancient incantations that are designed to call an evil spirit, you can do these incantations and call spirit in of many different designs.
Wow.
And according to the ancient book of Hindu wisdom and mysticism, there are 32,000 different species of vampire-type spirits.
32,000. Are they the fallen ones?
Well, I don't believe they're the fallen ones exactly, except they're humanoid type, but very ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 32,000 species of beings that are very evil.
Oh, yeah. I believe they are fallen ones, Ron, because anyone that is not following the light and is going against the will of another is fallen in their energies. It's karmically incorrect for anyone to impose themselves. And we're talking about a vampire energy that takes your life force. We're not talking about the things on TV.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking, you know, they suck out the life force. Now, on TV, it's symbolic of that by using the blood. But, they're fallen. Yeah.
Well, what exactly are ghosts? What we see, you know, and people have said they've seen walking around their houses and everything. What exactly are they? And why are some of them malicious? And then some just go about and do what they do, and that's it.
Well, the typical ghost is a human soul.
Mm-hmm.
The typical ghost is nothing more than a human soul. The soul lives for eternity. The body has a limited lifespan, but the soul continues to live.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, today, as we are near the completion of third dimension, our souls have lived in the third dimension in the neighborhood of 800 separate lifetimes. And our bodies are born, age, grow, and die.
Mm-hmm.
But the soul continues to come onto another body. And the souls that are here, in the sense of ghosts or mm-hmm. orbs, are conscious beings that either by choice have decided not to go on to heaven
mm-hmm.
or are afraid to go to heaven or don't know that they're welcome to go to heaven.
Wow.
Or they're influenced by the dark ones to stay here and to do their bidding.
Okay, so they're in limbo, but some of them don't know, and those are probably the ones that are not so malicious. They don't know that they can go to heaven. So by that fact, if there's a heaven, is there a hell?
No. Pope John the 23rd, he's the one that just recently passed away,
mm-hmm.
he announced during one of his worldwide announcements that the Catholic Church invented the concept of hell.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, right after that, some cardinal got up and said that he was demented somehow. But if everything makes full circle, we came from God, so when we die, we're supposed to return to God.
Mm-hmm.
Except through our Christian conscious teaching that hell exists, I've come across many, many spirits who are afraid to attempt to go to heaven because they've heard of St. Peter there with his checklist. That's mm-hmm. going to say, oops, I caught you doing this naughty thing, so you're not welcome in heaven. You have to go to hell. And hell does not exist.
But
and I've
people I'm want thinking, retribution. So they want, it was like nobody could believe that Hitler is in heaven.
Oh, well, I've had quite a few arguments with people of the Jewish descent,
mm-hmm.
or partially Jewish, that were very upset when I suggested even Hitler went to heaven.
Wow.
Because Hitler came from God, and do you understand the concepts of karma?
Yes.
What you put out, you get back?
Mm-hmm.
Who killed Jesus?
Oh.
Jews. Yes. So,
okay.
So the karma of the Jewish people brought them to a point of the suffering that Hitler delivered to them. And I'm not saying this as judgment. I'm saying it as observation.
Wow. That's deep.
You know? Yeah, well.
So that means there's reincarnation, then you come back, and you reap what you sow. I had a show where we were talking about, we were essentially talking about reincarnation, and next week I'm going to have a show on reincarnation. And one of the things that was said is I asked him about, what about then the bad things that happen, like slavery? He said, well, most of the slave owners in the next life would come back as slaves. So he said, or they would be abolitionists because they had been, you know, and they would want to abolish slavery.
Right, right. So whatever you put out, you're going to have to serve a particular lesson over and over until you learn to complete the lesson with love.
Wow.
Okay? So, like, I had some people in a previous lifetime steal my life force and attempt to kill me. And when I was nursed back to health by my current wife, Cynthia, and I discovered that these two people were trying to steal my life force through some witchcraft, and I got so angry, I went after these people, and I killed them.
You killed them
in that lifetime.
In that past lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, in the previous lifetime, I killed them. Mm-hmm. So in this lifetime, I have to repeat that exact lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So they came into our lives as good friends and spiritualists, but they were hiding behind something of a witchcraft that prevented me from seeing their true selves.
Mm-hmm.
And after Cindy and I were married, I discovered, and Cindy helped me to discover, and after another psychic medium friend really brought out the information, and I realized, oh my God, it was these people that I thought were my pals and friends that were really trying to harm me and destroy my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to mull over in my head, do I get out a rifle? And I'm thinking, wow. I can pick a dime off of a fence post at 100 yards. So do I get up my rifle? Do I run them over with my big heavy car? You know, do I bomb their house while they're sleeping? And I kept telling myself, no, 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 because if you do, you fail the lesson and you'll have to do it all over again.
Mm-hmm. But in that past life, you did something. And
in the past life, I ran them down and chopped them up with my sword.
So in this life, are you atoning for that and learning?
In this lifetime, I came across the exact same lesson as a replay.
Okay, and you did not do it this time.
No, this time I had to debate.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, all the thoughts of doing them in came to me,
mm-hmm.
and I said, no, that is not the way to complete this lesson.
Mm-hmm.
The lesson has to be completed with love. So I began to work on a series of forgiveness prayers and sending forgiveness to them and asking the Creator to help me to make peace with them and send them love and wish them well so that they could evolve to higher levels of consciousness as well as myself.
Wow. That's very interesting.
And that's the only way to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing goes with all these ghosts that are hanging around. All these malevolent spirits that are being evil and nasty. I've come across many of them that did everything they could to frighten the people in the homes that they were occupying.
I'm going to have to ask you to hold that thought, and we do have somebody on the line. Rhonda, I want you to hold your thought, too, because I know you have a question. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and the home of Brother K, educating to liberate, on Conversate in the AM, Hexes and Spells. That's coming up next.
About 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house and I don't know what to do.
If If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start shopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-yah! Concrete. Hi-yah! Brick walls. Hi-yah! Trees. Hi-yah! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts, sound like a hyena when singing happy birthday, and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LL Cool J. You may know me as an actor, a recording artist, and an author, but I'm also a dad, and I know how important it is to read with my children. When I was growing up, my grandparents and mother read with me as often as they could. By the time I was 11, I was writing rhymes and creating music. I believe in the power of reading. That's why I'm asking you to join me on October 2nd, where we celebrate that power with Jumpstart's Read for the Record campaign. It's easy, it's fun, and we're going to make history. Visit readfortherecord.org to learn more and sign up.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
So where's the power?
The power is right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Doubt if you dare, but believe if you have the courage, because you're listening to The Chosen, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. And if you want to join me, all you have to do is give me a call, 1-877-932-9766, 1-877-932-9766, or drop me an email, thechosen@talktainmentradio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. And you really want to join us on this Halloween Eve right here, right now, because we had James and Cynthia McNabb, and they are the paranormal investigators of Michigan. And there's a question for you guys. Rhonda, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Glad to have you aboard. You're one of the chosen. Go ahead. Ask your question.
James, since you're a Native American, how do your spirit guides help you?
Well, that's a very good question. They actually give me strength. They support me. They give me visions. And they oftentimes point me in the right direction. Hmm. You know, they act as my support team and actually build up my energy to be something a little bit stronger than I might be if I had no spirit guides.
James, you being Native American, I see also that you're a shaman, but you being Native American, you should encounter a lot of Native American ghosts or spirits because you're in Ann Arbor, Michigan, right?
Yes, yes, I do. I've helped many Native Americans move on. One very interesting case was a village of Native Americans that died from smallpox that our wonderful government sent them the blankets.
The blankets.
Laden with smallpox.
Yes. And you helped the village move on. The whole village was destroyed, huh?
Yes. Well, the whole village was actually still at that location in their ailing energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to step onto the astral plane, wow. You know, another out-of-body experience, and talk to the chief of that nation and explain to them that they had died, you know, something like 140 years ago or 150 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them that I could supply them transportation.
That's
and
amazing.
And I called on a herd of horses. And a herd of horses came over the hill. All the natives were mounted onto the horses. And we walked the golden path into the clouds.
Wow. Probably a fantastic sight to see.
I've had lots of situations where the spirits who were stuck here needed help in moving into the light, mm-hmm. and didn't understand that they were welcome. Many of them have told me that they were afraid to go into the heavens because they were going to be judged and sent to hell because they remember at least doing one naughty thing while they were alive.
Wow. Well, Rhonda, did that answer your question?
That answered my question.
Well, thank you very much.
Well,
James, I'm going to ask you because I see that you help with hexes and spirits. And my question here to you, since you help with these hexes and these spirits, and I see that you, when you go to the expo, it say you removed, like this past expo where I met you, you removed some hexes and curses. Do people know that they're cursed? And how do you put a curse and a hex on somebody? And what's the difference?
Well, they're very, very similar in the sense that the hex or the curse creates a limitation on a person's life. It is often meant to harm them or prevent them from moving on.
Mm-hmm.
But Cynthia has like a dictionary explanation of hex or curse, if you'd like her to read that.
Yes, please.
Well, the curse, they say, is a malevolent intention and a sequence of rituals that purposefully inflicts harm or control upon another. Now, the spell is something of a shorter duration, and the hex is the spell to do harm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you know that these people, like I said, again, back to the question, the people at the expo, yeah. do they know that they have a hex or a curse on them? And they say, and ask you to remove it.
Yeah, in many cases, they are suspicious that there may be something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know for sure because they're not really into this business like I am, but they have a suspicion that they are. In many cases, they have no idea that it exists.
Mm-hmm.
But as I get into their energy field, many times I see something just as simple as a witch, like a Walt Disney television witch,
wow.
floating around their head in a circle. And in many cases, I have a vision of a black line connected to their lower spine and running off someplace to connect to the sender. These are two very common ways of me visualizing there's a hex or a spell on these individuals. And sometimes, but most of the time, I just say, you know, do you feel like you're limited or you're blocked or you're up against the wall? And they're saying, oh, yeah, I feel like my hands are tied or I'm in chains or, you know, I've come to a dead end and I can't go any farther. They have all kinds of feelings that fit that design.
Most of the time, people chalk that up to life. It's just like, you know, I'm going through a bad spell, a bad time. People tell you that. Things are going to look up.
Well, you just used the word spell now, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Oh, I was like, I didn't realize it. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Now take a look at my energy. Do you see anything attached to me? And I'm sure you're looking.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to say not an attachment.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's a limitation that's holding you down in some respect. Were you looking to go on television with this?
Somebody's looking to put me on television with it. But I think I got a face for radio, so.
You know, the face can be made up. We can wear a
mask. A lot of makeup. Okay. As long as there's nothing attached to me, you don't see any hex or spells or anything like that.
No, I'm
told there's a lot of ghosts around me.
Right. And see, what people don't realize about ghosts, I've talked to many people, said, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I got a ghost in my place, but they're friendly.
Mm-hmm.
They say, you know what? Casper only exists in the cartoons. The reality is every single ghost radiates a negative vibration.
Really?
Because they are not where they are supposed to be. They are lost or intentionally hanging around the earth plane because they can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you took a look at our website, you saw all those orbs in our Egyptian photos.
Right. Why don't you give us your website right quick?
Oh, it's BIMSuccess, BIMSuccess.com.
Mm-hmm. Because you guys have been to Egypt and there are orbs. Now, most people would say, okay, you're inside of a pyramid. Isn't that dust? And aren't the pyramids, or can objects be cursed? And we've heard those stories about the pyramids that will open up a tomb and it's cursed.
Well, the pyramids are not tombs. They were never intended as a burial site, in spite of the fact there was a sarcophagus in the Great Pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
The Great Pyramid was the graduation point for the mystery schools,
mm-hmm.
and the mystery schools created magicians and high priests.
Mm-hmm.
And the Great Pyramid was never a tomb.
Oh.
And
so I've seen your pictures, though. How do we know the difference? That's not like dust, and those are orbs, because there's tons around you.
Okay. Now, what we did is we took the picture from our camera and loaded it into our computer, mm-hmm. put it on our monitor, and when we blew it up to fit the monitor, there were happy faces in those orbs.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. There are happy faces in those orbs. Now, an orb, I'm telling you, is a human soul.
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't know about the mummification process,
mm-hmm.
the Egyptians knew that as long as their body has form, their soul may stay earthbound.
Really?
So every time a body is preserved, even today, and stuck in a casket and put into a cement vault,
mm-hmm.
that body is preserved for thousands of years. And the soul doesn't have to go to heaven. That's what cremation is all about. If you burn the body, spread the ashes, that sort of releases the magnetic force that holds the soul earthbound and allows the person to go to heaven. The Egyptians created the mummies so they could intentionally stay on earth. And unfortunately, our Christian society is terribly misled about burying the bodies in a casket and tomb. These bodies should be cremated, and that releases the soul so they can go to heaven. Now, if the body is entombed in a casket, it doesn't mean it has to stay on earth. It may go to heaven if it wishes. And that's what I do. I find those souls who would like to go to heaven or are afraid to go to heaven, and I convince them that they're welcome there. Even Hitler was welcome in heaven. The thing is, no matter how nasty you have been in this lifetime, if you haven't learned your lessons, you mm-hmm. have to live again to complete all your lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So all those spirits that are around simply need to know that God is waiting for them, and mm-hmm. they're welcome to come to heaven, and all we have to do is go into the light. If you watch the movie Ghost,
right.
Tom Cruise stayed on earth because he needed to save his girlfriend from the bad guy.
I think that was the guy in Dirty Dancing. What was his name?
Oh,
Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze, yeah.
He won. I got the stars mixed up.
I'll comment. Yeah. May I comment on the orbs as well?
Go ahead, because I want to know about them.
Okay, well, I know the argument continues whether they're dust or not.
Right.
But our observation is that they exhibit conscious behavior, and dust does not. The orbs can and do appear and disappear, move around on their own in different directions, up and down, and at varying speeds.
Hmm.
They're different sizes, colors. They exhibit some form of consciousness. They're different densities, while dust particles either float up or down or around according to the airflow.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have different densities according to their light mm-hmm. or darkness the way that orbs do. Now, this was actually studied by Klaus Heinemann, a PhD at Stanford University, and he said, "There's no doubt in my mind that the orbs may well be one of the most significant outside of this reality phenomena mankind has ever witnessed." So he did the study of whether it was dust or not, and it definitely is not.
Well, I've seen them pop up, and they're hard to explain. I was on a ghost walk, and this lady took a picture, and it was pretty dark where we were, and one showed up. And, you know, they were doing a scrapbook for somebody who was leaving at my daytime job. And they took a picture of me. And they said, "Well, we got to take a picture of you again. It's a digital camera." They said, "I don't know where that came from. There's not light in here." But there was this orb over my head. So he was like, "Well, we got to take yours over again." And I was like, wonder what that is.
Right. And if you look at our pictures in Egypt where they've got all the orbs there,
mm-hmm.
what we experienced is that they have something called the Ba, which is the soul that's supposed to leave the mm-hmm. grave every night, go frolic, have a regular life at nighttime, join the Ka, which is the spirit,
mm-hmm.
and then return back to the tomb during the day. If you had seen, just take a look at the orbs on our website. You see some of those orbs, they're big, they're happy
they're
looking.
Tons of them.
It was a party out there, I'm telling you.
And so you guys are clairvoyant, so you just felt all these spirits.
Well, we felt them, not only that.
And saw them.
Yeah, I'm sensitive to spirits as well as my husband. And we were sitting in the Luxor Temple, and I said, "Honey, I feel 3 to 4 entity things sneaking up on me, and they're stalking me."
Wow.
So he closes his eyes. He sees 4 soldiers dressed in Egyptian old-fashioned garb, and indeed they were sneaking up on me. So he worked with Archangel Michael to remove them. He did a banishing ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some pictures of the same Luxor temple before and after the banishing ritual, and after there were hardly any orbs around compared to before he did the banishing ritual. And it's a Kabbalistic ritual that he does to balance the energies and remove spirits there. So we experienced that. There's a picture there of us in the Great Pyramid, which was also known as an energy oscillator.
Mm-hmm.
I
need you to hold that thought, okay?
Okay.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, is on the move. With your smartphone or your tablet device, go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and check out the blogs or podcasts. And definitely listen to this one and any others on The Chosen. You really will love it. We're going to talk about demonic possession coming up next.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Every 9.5 minutes, one person in the U.S. is infected with HIV. This person is more likely to be under 30 years old and a person of color. 1 in 3 new infections happen between a male and female, so HIV is not a gay disease. It affects all of us. Out of all people living with HIV, 1 in 5 do not know they are infected and spreading the virus to others. What can we do about all this? We can get the facts. HIV is spread through sex, sharing needles, contact with blood, and mother to baby. We can protect ourselves. Do not have sex, always use a condom, and know our partner's HIV status. We can get tested for HIV. Tests can be done with oral samples, no blood, and results in just 20 minutes. And we can spread the word, not the virus. Share this information, and you could save a life. For more information or a free HIV test, call the Columbus Urban League at 257-6300, extension 150, or visit facebook.com/stopHIV. Let's fight HIV and spread the word, not the virus.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year. And a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
I don't recycle. I mean, we can just find another planet for your kids to live on, you know?
Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org and learn about all the ways you can recycle.
Hey, recycling's just not my thing.
Don't be that guy. Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
So where's the power?
The power is right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
From the end of the world to your town, bringing you the finest in paranormal radio. You're listening to The Chosen, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. And we have a great show because my guest is James and Cynthia McNabb, and they are the paranormal investigators of Michigan, and right here live with us on The Chosen. Now, we were talking about you in Egypt and the orbs and, you know, the things that you saw.
Yeah, I just want to quickly say that on the website under Egyptian investigation, mm-hmm. we have two pictures of the Great Pyramid. Now, if you study the program Ancient Aliens, you will see that the pyramid is also, yes, an energy oscillator. Mm-hmm. Within that oscillator is the king's chamber and the sarcophagus. And the sarcophagus was used for esoteric reasons as a form of initiation. If you lay down, meditate, pass all the tests of every single lifetime that you're going to have to live, mm-hmm. then you can get up out of that sarcophagus and not have to go through the 750 or 800 lifetimes that most of us end up caught in the karmic wheel doing.
Lifetimes?
Yeah. So we laid down in the sarcophagus to see if we would have any visions or hear anything. Mm-hmm. You will see a picture of me with absolutely nothing over me, nothing happening. And you will see a picture of James laying there with a white mist over him. And he indeed did have not only a vision from the goddess Hathor, but she spoke to him.
Wow.
So that's on the website.
What did you,
and I
give that website one more time.
It's for Paranormal Investigators of Michigan. It's PIM as in Mary and the word success.com. All one word, PIMFUCCESS.com. So it's on there on the front under Egyptian investigation.
James, what did you see?
I saw the goddess Hathor laying above me.
And what did she tell you?
Well, she confirmed to me that she only appears to high priest.
Wow.
And that I had been high priest in an ancient Egyptian life. And the knowledge of a high priest is equated to the magical things that Moses did and his brother Aaron. And even Jesus went through the mystery schools and graduated through the Great Pyramid and the King's Chamber. And I'm not trying to equate myself to Jesus, but we did go through the same school and learn much the same thing. And I believe that's how I came across my abilities to do what I do, even in removing the dark spirits, the evil ones, the shadow walkers, the demons. There's so many evil entities that exist that people know of.
Well, let's go to evil entities, and something that scares a lot of us is possession. How does it happen, and why does it happen? And what have you encountered?
Well, I'll tell you a story about a baby that was possessed by an evil spirit, a dark entity. The baby was just a few months old, and the mother decided to take a trip through an old cemetery. And as she did so, without her knowledge, the baby became possessed.
Wow.
And her house became infested with spirit. And she called me up, asked me to come out and help. I went out. Cynthia went with me. We cleared her house of many, many spirits. And I'm talking more than a couple dozen. And a couple weeks later, she calls back and says they got problems again. I go by the house again, clear out many, many spirits. Unfortunately, both times when we cleared out the spirits, a baby was being babysat at the grandparents' house. So after the second time of clearing out the house, again they have spirit problems. And Cindy and I begin to scratch our head and say, now, wait a minute. Something's not right here. So we did some meditation and some research, and we discovered that by this time the baby was 6 or 7 months old, and she had a demon possessing her.
Wow.
So what we did was we prayed to the God presence within her and used the dowsing rods as our answering tool. And we asked her permission, do you want this demon in you? And they said, no. All right, can we take it out? And they said, yes. So James can travel and go within the body. And he did that. He found two demons, took them out. We called the grandmother, who's also a psychic and the one who called James for this job, and told her what had happened. We didn't want the mother to know, it would scare her. But what happened that night when we removed the demon, the child stopped projectile vomiting. The little brother that was not close to the baby before was suddenly affectionate to her, and all of the paranormal activity stopped. Now, demon possession can happen through the physical body. It can happen through the dream world. It can happen because we have soul fragmentation ourself. Anytime we let a part of ourself go in a dark direction, dark entities can take over that spot on our body. I told you about a book before. It's called Memories of God and Creation, Remembering from the Subconscious Mind by a Dr. Modi, M-O-D-I, who's the M-D, who hypnotized people and talked about life after death, possessions, and things of that nature. And if we have cracks in our aura, our energy fields, and our beliefs and belief systems sometimes, we can be possessed. And these things cause illness where medical procedures won't help out. Mm-hmm. We've seen all kinds of horrible things. The cases that we're called in on are the ones where people know that something, you know, abnormal is going on. They don't want us to bring our equipment. They just say, come in here and help us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is the scariest thing that you guys have ever seen?
Well, you know, the scariest thing I ever
saw. And the most dangerous thing, too.
Well, the scariest thing I ever saw was when I was very young and there was something nasty in the closet. But as I got older and matured and got into this business, I discovered that fear gives the entity power. Mm-hmm. If you show fear of the darkness, that is their food energy.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes their power. So as I get into this and discover this, I realize that I have to laugh at them because I am of the light, and the light is the power. Mm-hmm. The darkness is less. So as I laugh at these dark entities, they begin to shrink away. I've had spirits that look like they're 12 or 14 feet tall. They're very, very dark, demonic-like energies with huge wings, and they hover over the top of me, and I laugh at them, and I pull out something I call a magic wand, and I use an ancient herb that reduces their power with a combination of copper and crystals and ancient Kabbalistical words.
Mm-hmm.
And I shrink these things down and have an angel come and take them away and dump them in the abyss.
James, that's pretty scary, man. Now, if it was anybody else, we'd see something like that. It would be terrifying. So it would be hard to control our fear.
Yes, I've been in a situation where there were quite a number of spirits in a particular house, and as I came into a room, mm-hmm. they decided they would try to frighten me, so they walked through me. And as they walked through me, I get waves and waves of goosebumps. Say if they enter from the right and go out through the left, then mm-hmm. the goosebumps will start on the right side and travel all the way through. And I mean, from head to toe, I got goosebumps. And when the last one traveled through, I said, thank you for verifying your presence.
Mm-hmm. But did your body temperature lower when they walked through you? Did you feel the coldness?
Oh, yes, I do feel the coldness. Mm-hmm. And I realized that is a physical symptom of their presence. And I thank them because then I know that my visions are absolutely correct because that's a verification. It's a second physical sense that they are there. And normally I can see them as soon as I close my eyes.
Mm.
And I realize that if I show fear, their power grows. And I've had many other psychics and mediums tell me that would I come and help them with a particular ghost problem because this ghost is very powerful and very negative and mm-hmm. they're very much afraid. And I say, wait a minute, they only have power if you give them power through your fear.
I got one real quick, Ron.
Yeah, go ahead.
We were watching a television program where the investigator was on an island, and it was an island that was extremely cursed, and he was there trying to discover if it was really cursed or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that entities can come through the television. You know, it's electromagnetic, right?
Yeah, from Poltergeist, anyway, we saw that.
Yeah. So we went to bed that night. I closed my eyes, not sleep. I just closed my eyes, mm-hmm. and I get the vision of this evil shaman. And immediately I felt it was the one on TV, that it cursed the people, because if they walked through this cemetery that he had cursed, they all got sick, started throwing up. And I looked at him. He had yellow eyes. He had the weirdest hair and look on his face. And I said to my husband, James, there's something on the astral plane looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And he closed his eyes. He saw this thing. He described the same thing that I saw and got rid of it. But this thing was awful. And it was really, really powerful, and it had been on this planet all this time.
So you can curse a place. Can you also curse an object?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Look at the Hope Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, it's so cursed, they had to put it in a museum. No one can wear it or have it because dark, negative accidents and things will befall them.
And
has.
The hex you or curse you, do I need something off of you? Like, you know, my grandmother's from the South. Is be careful. They'll take a rim of your hat or something like that, they would say.
Well, yeah, it makes it more powerful if you do it that way. You can control the person. You're inside of their energy field if you do it that way.
Because hair or something like that.
Yeah, but it's not necessary. I mean, these fools, they were walking through the cemetery, and they were all of a sudden cursed because they were forbidden to be there. And you know, so they didn't need anything of theirs, but there are all kinds of ways to curse people.
So they had cursed that land, essentially.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So then you were on the land, and then you were cursed.
Yeah, the Native Americans have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go across their burial grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's when the horrible thing when people, like, they poltergeist, they put the houses there and all hell broke out. They didn't move the body, just the headstones.
Right. That's right. We have an expressway that my husband does not like to go on. He feels the energy of the Native Americans that were buried there, and there are more accidents in that spot on that expressway than other spots.
Mm-hmm. And because that land or people were, but you wouldn't know that. And I've had guests on there with certain things, houses and stuff like that, where there have been people there murdered there, and their energy is still angry there, and
that's
it's haunted
right,
as a result of that.
Absolutely, absolutely, they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been resolved, and so they're there.
So you would come in and resolve those issues and tell them that it's all right
would.
For them to move on. Even if they're angry and throwing things.
Yeah.
We've had those situations, and I jump onto the astral plane, and I communicate with the spirit, the ghost, and I explain to them that there's no reason for them to stay here any longer, that they cannot evolve. The whole trick of life is evolvement. And if you're stuck in the ghost plane like the ones in Egypt that have been ghosts for 4,000, 5,000 years, they are not evolving.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do the third dimension over again.
Well, they're nice enough to listen to you. So, again, where can we contact you? I want to thank you for being on the show. People might be out there, and they want to contact you, and they need help. How can they contact you? Again, give us the website.
Well, the website is PIM Success, which is Paranormal Investigators of Michigan, PIMSUCCESS.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just plain call me on the telephone at 586-773-1861.
Okay, well,
or email James Shaman at Yahoo. JamesShaman at Yahoo.com.
Okay, I want to thank you guys for being with us on The Chosen. Have a nice, happy Halloween and Samhain also, too.
Thank you, you
Ron,
too.
Thank you very much. And many, many blessings to you, Ron.
This is The Chosen, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Be heard.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on Talktainment Radio.